This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And dance around the throne, and dance around the throne. We are marching to Zion, Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Let those refuse to sing who never knew a God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad.
We are marching to Zion, Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Lord, we are marching upwards to Zion, Lord, the beautiful city of God.
The hills of Zion yield a thousand sacred streets. Before we reach the heavenly field, before we reach the heavenly field, oh, walk the golden street, oh, walk the golden street. We are marching.
We are marching to Zion.
Zion.
Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching upwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Then let
Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Newton Wallace. My memory verse is taken from Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Amen.
My name is Patience Jambu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Ojimamea Boyemajuma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen.
My name is Rebecca Osha. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen.
My name is Richard Kumse. My memory verse is taken from Acts 16, verses 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household. Amen.
My name is Kofi 19. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. With joy always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.
My name is Husband Donko. I am 8 years old. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 9. The Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who do thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen.
My name is Perpetua Eboa. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Amen.
My name is Seriam Dede Titi. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen.
Dear friend, to another edition of Storytime. Today, the title of our study is Finding a Wife for Isaac. Finding a Wife for Isaac. Abraham and Isaac had a very happy journey back from Mount Moriah to Beersheba, where their camp was set up. The two of them felt closer to each other than ever before. They were glad to know that God was pleased with them. Sometime later, the family heard interesting news from Abraham's brother, Nahor. With no postal system in those days, a news must have come from a messenger. He told them that Nahor now had 12 children. Two of them were named Haz and Baz, of all things. Another was called Bethuel, and he had a daughter, Rebecca. Rebecca's name didn't mean very much to Abraham at the time. She was just another little grandniece. But someday, she will become very important both to him and Isaac. Sarah was Abraham's big concern just now. She was 127 years old and failing fast. He knew that she couldn't live much longer. One sad day, the dear old lady died. Her death plunged the whole camp into deep sorrow. You can imagine how lonely Abraham felt, and Isaac too, since he had been an only son. His mother had meant a great deal to him. After Abraham buried Sarah in the cave of Machpelah, he began to worry about Isaac's future. The boy was old enough to get married, but who would be his wife? He couldn't marry the daughter of one of the servants, not in those days. And of course, he mustn't marry a girl from one of the idol-worshipping families in Canaan, for she might lead him away from the true God. What could be done about this important matter? Isaac was the only heir to Abraham's great possessions, and the only one through whom God will fulfill his promise. But Isaac didn't have a wife, and it seemed impossible to find one. As Abraham thought about the problem, he remembered his brother, Nahor, the man with 12 children and many grandchildren. Perhaps one of his granddaughters might make a good wife for Isaac. The messenger had mentioned one of them. What was her name now? Rebecca. Yes, that was it, Rebecca. Well, at least he could find out. Abraham called Eliezer, his most trusted servant, and told him about what he wanted to do. "You will go to my country and my own relatives," he said, "and get a wife for my son Isaac." This meant a long journey of about 500 miles, that's about 800 kilometers, clear back to Mesopotamia. Eliezer became worried. "Suppose the girl won't come back with me," he said. "Then what shall I do? Shall I take Isaac over there?" "No," said Abraham, "you must never do that. Be sure you don't take my son back there." He was afraid that if Isaac went back to the old home, he might forget all about what God had done for him and what his plans and promises were for the future. Abraham couldn't let this happen, even if Eliezer failed to find a wife for Isaac and returned alone. If Isaac had been like some young men today, he must have insisted on going along with Eliezer to see the girls for himself. But in those days, most marriages were arranged by the parents. Perhaps Isaac quietly talked with Eliezer before he left and described the kind of girl he wanted for a wife. The story of how the faithful old servant found the right girl, the girl with the kindly heart, is one of the sweetest in all the Bible. Eliezer took 10 camels and all kinds of good things from his master. He had a long way to go, but he also wanted to make a good impression on the young woman if he found one. As he journeyed on, day after day, he asked himself many times how he would know who was the right girl when he went to Nahor's house. Suppose Nahor's granddaughters were all nice, then what? A dreadful thought if he brought back someone Isaac wouldn't like. Finding a wife for somebody else is not easy. Late one afternoon, Eliezer came to the city where Nahor lived. Hot and tired, he brought his camels to the well outside the city gate. Then he waited and watched. He remembered that this was the very time of day when the girls from the city would come to the well to get water for themselves and their animals. When they arrived, they would have a wonderful opportunity to look them over before they discovered who he was or why he had come. Eliezer was still worried about how to choose the right young lady. If he picked the prettiest one, she might be proud and selfish. If he picked the best-dressed girl, he might find out too late that she was worldly and untrue to God. What a poor man to do. How easy it would be to make a mistake. Now some girls with water pitchers on their shoulders were coming out of the city gate. Could one of these be the girl for Isaac? As the girls walked towards him, Eliezer sent up an urgent prayer to God for help. "Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham," he whispered, "give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham." Then he suggested a simple test. "See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, 'Please let down your jar so that I may have a drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels too,' let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." The test, you notice, was not based on the prettiness of the girl's face, but on the kindliness of her heart. Eliezer wasn't concerned about her clothes or her makeup. He wanted to know if she was thoughtful of others. Was there a girl in the group moving towards him who would go out of her way to help a stranger? It didn't take Eliezer long to find out. Friends, we learned a great lesson from this story, and we'll watch out for the next part later. Until next time, it's bye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on plus 233
244 673528
or plus 233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Nieces and nephews, my lovely boys and girls, am I not excited to see you? I love you, you know. When it is time to speak to you like this, it is Christmas when I meet you. I am very excited. You know, following our discussions about heaven, people want to know more about heaven. So how will life be like in heaven? Well, the Bible tells us a lot about heaven. You let us bow down our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for being who you are. Today we want to know about life in heaven. Please bless us and help us to understand. As we go through this discussion, your name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. People want to find out, why is there so much suffering on earth? We go to school, sometimes we are last. Sometimes we want to eat, we don't have enough. You remember when you visited the hospital, how people were suffering. And recently, you remember the neighbor that died. Look at little children, they lost their parents. There appears to be crying everywhere. Sometimes we wonder, why is it so? Children do not have enough to eat. Mothers and fathers, they are separating. There are children who cannot see their parents anymore. There are fathers who don't care about their children. When you go to places like Sierra Leone, you may be in Sierra Leone. You may be in Liberia, certain parts of Nigeria, northern Ghana, places where there have been conflicts. I understand that in certain parts of Africa, when the conflict occurred, somebody was asked, your hand, do you want us to cut it short-sleeved or long-sleeved? You better answer when they ask you that question, because though that were not answered, sometimes they chopped up both hands. So somebody will say, well, I want short long-sleeved. Then if you want long-sleeved, they will cut it just around the wrist. If you want short-sleeved, then you are not pretty lucky. They will cut it very close to the shoulder. Can you imagine that? Recently, I was watching TV when I saw a stockpile. Can you imagine a very big warehouse where they keep, very many things? Yes, that was how large the stockpile of skulls that I saw. Can you imagine? The other time, I was watching TV and I saw a very big hole that there were plenty skulls, human skeleton in it. When I asked what it is, they said, what was the name? They said that name is, I've forgotten. It's a big, mass grave. That is it. And they had a lot of human beings there. You want to know if there were children? Well, when people want to be wicked, they don't care about children. No. They killed mummies. They killed daddies. They killed children, sisters, uncles, brothers, siblings. They killed everybody. Why? The world appears to be crazy. And there is tears everywhere. As everybody is crazy, the little ones are the ones that suffer. When mommy dies, who takes care of the little one. So we have a serious question for you, God, if you are up there. God, we have a serious question for you. Why is there so much tears on earth? Is heaven going to be like that? Oh, let us not worry so much. Can we take our Bibles and go to Revelation chapter 21? Well, yes, the Bible says a few things about heaven. It will let us know. In fact, if heaven is going to be like that, then we better not go. Because here, there is lesson. The other time, a nephew told me how his daddy gave him 20 wicked lashes. Ah, well, heaven is not like that, I guess. Because if that is how it is, then Christ did not tell us the truth. But the Bible says he is God, he cannot lie. So let's ask the Bible. Bible, you better be ready. You better have very serious answers for us. Because if you don't have serious answers for us, then we better remain naughty. After all, if heaven, they are going to lash us, if they are going to beat us, if heaven is going to be full of tears, hunger, disease, death. Okay, so why don't you turn with me your Bibles to the book of Revelation. Let's read from Revelation chapter 21, from verse 1 through to about 4. Then John said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." Well, have you heard that? The earth will pass away. Some time to come, the earth will be history. You know that? "And there was no more sea." "And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Bride. Oh, bride is... bride. No, you've attended a wedding. Yes, the woman that is being married is the bride, and the husband is the groom. Now, let's see. He said, "Yes, and I saw the city adorned." That is, it had been dressed, decorated, very beautiful, like a bride prepared for her husband. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Look, the house of God is now with men. They will be his children, his people, and God himself will be with them, and he will be their God.'" Listen to verse 4. That is most exciting. You better listen. Very exciting. Don't you miss it. He said, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." Did you hear that? "There shall be no more sorrow." You know what sorrow is? Sorrow is sadness. Yes. Said there shall be no more sadness. And he says, "No crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." I think Jesus was pretty smart. Because if Jesus did not tell us that there will not be crying in heaven, I'm sure many of you wouldn't want to go. But in heaven, there shall be no more crying. There will be no beating. No one will lash anybody. All the naughty behavior, we will leave them on earth. The Bible said the former things are gone. We will live with daddy forever. We will live with mommy forever. We will live with our friends forever. Forever and never and never. How much time is forever? You guys have a lot of very difficult questions. Because when I asked my teacher this question, he couldn't answer. He said forever means endless. I said, okay, I want to understand how much time is endless. So I asked grandma and granddad. You know, those guys, those old guys, they are very, very, very wise, you know. Well, they asked me to write one and multiply it by 10. And he said, "I should call that 10 hours. Then he said, "I should multiply that by 10 again. And that will be 100. Then anytime I multiplied it by 10, I added 0. So he gave me, a charcoal. And he said, "I should begin adding zeros. I should do it until I can do it no more." So I began writing. I started from, the table. I wrote 0, 0, 0, 0, so plenty zeros. Then I had about 1,000. Then I had about 2. So I kept writing. Then I wrote, when I thought the whole place was full, grandma said I should get out and begin writing in the streets. Well, who could do that? He said, "I should write in the streets from where we live all the way to school, back to the market, to the lorry park, everywhere." And he said, "I should attempt at mentioning that number." Grandma, how could grandma panic? How will I be able to mention such a number? Well, if that is difficult, I guess so. That is how much time we are going to spend. It is endless. No one can mention the time. No one can mention it. Well, will we grow old? No, you see, growing old and dying are some of the things on earth. In heaven, he said, all the former things will pass away. We will be strong. Can you imagine you playing volley with your great-grandpa and we're going to see them? How would that happen? Well, I will tell you about that sometime to come. But the Bible says that when Christ comes in his glory, a very mighty, strong angel, he will come with a big trumpet. And when it sounds, those that are dead who fear the Lord, they will rise up. And when they rise, yes, when they rise, they say, Christ, they will be caught up in heaven with Christ. And we will be carried on clouds. Some of us have traveled in airplanes before, so we saw the clouds. But this time around, we'll be carried in the clouds and we'll go to heaven. In heaven, there will be no more crying. There will be no more tears. They are all former things. They will be passed away. Dear Jesus, help us to go to heaven. Jesus, as you live, help us to go to heaven. We are excited about you and your heaven. Please help us to go to heaven. Thank you for helping us. In your name have we prayed. Amen. This has been your Uncle Kwesi, dreaming about heaven in Ghana.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.